We are chatting with Congressman Mike Kelly, who joins us by telephone today, and we're talking in regards to the ongoing situation surrounding Cleveland Cliffs. It has been something that we've been covering here at the Butler radio stations, and something that has been on Congressman Mike Kelly's watch as well. And this is in regards to a Department of Energy policy that potentially threatens the production of grain-oriented electrical steel, which is produced at the Butler Works Cleveland Cliffs plant. Congressman Mike Kelly is kind enough to join us by phone. Congressman, thanks for taking the time and welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Tyler. Good to be back with you.
So let's just start with what you know at the moment. This has been kind of a newsy week in regards to this topic. Governor Josh Shapiro was in Butler County yesterday, where he had made reference that he believed that this rule would not go into implementation. What do you know at the moment?
Well, I don't know that anything's changed. And as you know, this was part of President Biden when he started his term. It was the Green New Deal. And all of these things that we're talking about were part of that Green New Deal. This rule that was put in effect by the Department of Energy, and basically what it said is, well, grain-oriented electric steel produced in Butler, Pennsylvania by Cleveland Cliffs is not efficient enough. And so we're going to be looking at replacing that product with something called amorphous steel. And what we looked at and said, wait a minute, we're the last domestic producer of it. This is in a mill that is part of our community, that is the lifeblood in many cases of our community. We have to be more careful with this. So we started to question what exactly the rule meant, because it wasn't a piece of legislation. We then realized, you know, if it has to be challenged, we better get on top of it. So we've been trying to do that. And really have had no response until we decided that maybe the best thing to do is get the public involved and to have a town hall. Now that all of a sudden set all the floodgates open, and I'm hearing from all these people who virtually have nothing. No, don't wait, come on, move on, folks, nothing to see here. There's nothing that I've looked at that would change our position on this is a rule by the Department of Energy that's put into place. It would essentially mean that what we produce in Butler, Pennsylvania, the grain-oriented electric steel, the last producer domestically for America, is not going to, that product is no longer going to be viable. And I think that we really, I've been in this business long enough. I think when people talk to me, I say, okay, that's fine. That's interesting. I don't believe anything until I see the ink dried on the paper. And with this, I keep hearing now, all of a sudden, people are weighing in and say, oh, no, we've got that fixed. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everything's okay. Well, you know what? It's not okay. And Monday, we'll have a telephone town, or not telephone town, but a town hall where our citizens can come and listen. The folks from AK or from Cleveland Cliffs will explain exactly what grain-oriented electric steel is. It's important to us. It's important not only to us in Butler, but as a national security measure. So I'm looking forward having that opportunity to communicate with the community as a whole, not just the Cleveland Cliffs guys, but with the community as a whole, and shed a light on something that could be absolutely disastrous for us.
Congressman, there does seem to be, at least locally, bipartisan support in regards to stopping this rule. I know you've teamed up with a fellow congressman and Chris DeLuzio, who is a Democrat, about this. Josh Shapiro, the governor of the state, also has expressed concern about this rule. Does that feel like maybe whenever you can get both parties joined together in regards to this, that could help continue to present a little bit more pressure and more awareness surrounding this rule?
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have a companion piece in the Senate. Senator Brown and the other senator from up in Texas, Ted Cruz, they're both on that piece. And I think this is kind of an all hands on deck. This is not a Democrat issue, Republican issue. This is an issue, an American issue. This is about jobs. This is about our national security. And this is about if you go to Washington to represent your district, make sure you're looking at all different sides of what can go on. So When Chris and I talk, we realize this is a critical issue. I think with Senators Brown and Cruz, they both believe the same thing. We have another piece that Mr. Hudson out of the Carolinas brought forth. So there's a lot of interest in that. But the hard part for me has been that nobody from the Department of Energy has ever answered us. And I know this was part of President Biden's Green New Deal, and a lot of these are elements of it. But at some point, wrong-headed decisions have got to be taken care of and taken out. And this, we just can't afford to lose this product, to lose this mill, to lose these jobs, to lose control over something that we can handle domestically. I don't want to see, if we didn't learn anything from COVID, it's do not depend on a global supply chain. There's nothing that's less dependable than that. So I want to keep it in Butler. I want to keep it in America, and I want to make sure it's made in America by Americans.
There was encouraging news, at least I think encouraging news, about a federal grant that would be coming to Cleveland Cliffs, and up to $75 million would be coming here to the Butler Works plant to help increase energy efficiency. What was your takeaway from that announcement by the Department of Energy?
Again, timing is everything, and I'm just glad that they're talking that way, and that we're talking about improvements to Cleveland Cliffs, not only at the Butler, but also over in Ohio. And when I looked at that, when I looked at it, Tyler, it doesn't say it's guaranteed. It says there is talk, or yeah, there is an effort to. Whenever the funding shows up, is when I'll look at it and say, okay, fine. They kept their word. They did what they wanted to do. I know these are improvements to the way we make steel. It's going to upgrade, and this is a grant. And I try to point this out, this is taxpayer funded. So the Department of Energy is not doing anything for you. Hardworking American taxpayers are funding that whole operation.
Congressman Mike Kelly, again, having a town hall Monday, April 1st. What can people expect to learn at that town hall? What's your message as to why people should be at BC3 that day?
I just think that as we've gone through this whole process, this incredible opportunity in America, there's no place like it. But at some point, the people have to be involved. They have to be part of whatever it is that's taking place. What we noticed is after 3 years of trying to communicate with the Department of Energy and getting absolutely nowhere, not even a return letter or call, that we thought if we go public with this, maybe this will be like a Paul Revere moment. Whenever the public gets involved, politicians pay attention. And especially when we're getting nearer and nearer to an election time. We've been working on this for years of trying to first a trade issue. Now an elimination of what it is that we produce in Butler through the Department of Energy. And this was not legislation passed by the Congress. This is a rule put in place by the current administration. And those things, you better look at everything, look at it twice, read it several times, and then get involved in it. And whatever you do, don't walk away and say, look, I'm fed up with the whole thing. I'm not going to participate. You can't do that. You got to stay on top of your game every single day. We are hoping, and we thought this would happen, that if we were able to alert the public as to what was going on, they'd get involved. And that's showing up that way, Tyler. So I'm really looking forward to Monday. People will learn that don't know what GOES is. They'll learn exactly what it is, and they'll learn from the men that actually make it, which I think has a lot of credibility. I'm fascinated sometimes by people who weigh in on things that actually have no idea. They've never been in a mill. They've never actually been around people to do this type of work. But they're going to tell you how it should work. And when I look at what we've done to ourselves globally by relying on other places in the world to supply us with things that we need, why did we ever leave our own shores, abandon our jobs, abandon our communities, and abandon our own ability for national security? So for me, it's an all hands on deck. And it really is not a Republican issue or Democrat issue. This is an American issue. And more importantly, this is Butler's lifeline.
Going to ask an opinion as to your belief that this would happen. Do you think it's a better than 50-50 shot the Department of Energy overturns this?
I don't try to figure out. I don't bet on anything. Something like this, after being in this business for 12 years, I'll believe it when they show up with the check and that they give credit to hardworking American taxpayers. And neither party needs to say, hey, look at me. Look what I got done. BS. Look, this is the only place in the world that can do what we're doing. Can you imagine trying to have a town hall on an issue like this anyplace else in the world and feeling safe? I am really excited about the opportunity for our folks to hear what's going on and to understand your government only works when you work with your government.
Congressman Mike Kelly, thank you for the time.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Tyler. See you Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.